Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is with me in studio today with all of the reasons to be happy this week. How's things?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Not too bad at all, actually. Good to see you. Listeners might be interested to know that, well, forget about January.
Yes, it is, of course, the 2nd of September. We're well and truly into the month now, just 2 days. But did you know there's kind of a real psychological reason as to why September maybe the time for a fresh start.
So forget about the New Year resolution in January.
Yeah, you're kind of, it's one of those things where you can start a big project or maybe a new habit or kind of make a big push into maybe, I don't know, starting your own business or something like that. And it comes back to what psychologists call the fresh start effect. Many of us spent a long time in school going back to that kind of fresh start.
Well, it's
every
in the
September.
Psyche, isn't it? There's something new happens in September.
Yes, and like we spent a long time there, like most of us spend at least around 13, 14 years in school. And heading back, often parents now as well see it as a time when the kids are away from them and they have more time in their hands to do certain things. So maybe it is going back and getting into the gym, or maybe it's going and joining a new club or hobby or something like that. And psychologists say that it's bringing you back into that space of having time for yourself and making yourself that little bit more happy, like putting a smile on your face because you're doing something for you, as opposed to spending the last 3 months on holidays looking after your kids or maybe going to festivals and different things like
that. If you had great plans in January and you didn't quite stick to them, basically researchers are telling you that now is your time.
Yeah, and also because the weather is getting that little bit, not worse, but it's cooler. Mm. You have more time to go out and maybe do that run, because running a 5K or running a 10K in 26 degree weather isn't always the easiest thing to do.
Not appealing in the rain now either, but anyway, yeah.
Oh, well, do you know what? The rain never hurt anyone. But yeah, I think for
me, it's definitely a
mark of we have to kind of get in gear again for the year.
Good stuff. I know the gigs are kind of over, but this might be some good news. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do.
And the feeling coming from my bones sets my dog home. Yes, Jack White plays the Three Olympia here in town last night and is playing there again tonight. But I love this story. So 20 lucky Jack White fans got the chance to pick up the last few tickets yesterday and today. So 40 tickets in total, but at a cost of only €20. He put student ticket scheme on kind of on sale. He put it out to the public saying there'd be 20 tickets on the door. Get there as quick as you can today or last night and tonight. And you can get them at almost less than a third of the price. So original tickets went on sale last year and they sold out within minutes, £75. And he said, well, I want to give the opportunity to people who maybe don't always get to be able to afford going to a gig.
So students.
Yeah, students who maybe like enjoy Jack White's music or maybe want to see him live or never got the chance to before. At the cost of €20, people were queuing for a while, and the 20 lucky people who did get them said that it was a really great opportunity. They said sometimes gigs
are a lovely idea, and to be fair, very few artists going to do that.
Yeah, and like I know people say, oh geez, he's only given 20, but you can't, I suppose, give everyone 20 because it's the cost of a venue, cost of a van, cost of everything.
So but 20 tickets at £20.
Yeah, well, 20 last night and 20 tonight, so 40 in total. People said they like can't always afford to go to every gig they want. But like, I think that's a great opportunity for other musicians to jump on board and, I don't know, take a little bit of kind of inspiration from Jack White to say, next time I'm going on tour, I might give 20 loyal, lucky fans the chance to go at the cost of £20 as
cheaper
well.
Cheaper rate. Fair play to them. Now, forget about your robot Hoover. What about this cleaning machine?
Brush your teeth round and round. Brush your teeth from left to right.
Would you be spending £420 on a toothbrush?
Whatever it is, no. Anyway, definitely not. Is this the new now, the kind of the AI glasses?
Yeah, it's the toothbrush of AI glasses. So Dyson, who are very famous for their Hoovers and their vacuum cleaning products,
they've jumped into the world of toothbrushes. So the Dyson Dental System features now a Dyson Camera Jet, which incorporates an AI algorithm that identifies gaps between your teeth in real time, Andrea.
This is Jess Kelly all over it now.
Oh, absolutely. We need to get Jess on the case and try this out. Within 100 milliseconds of detecting a gap, the device will fire a conical burst of mouthwash from an internal 12.5-milliliter reservoir to sweep away the sticky plaque.
Just going
to
point out where all the plaque is, basically, the bits you missed.
And spray it, because it's taking, I think it's taking around thousands of, or 128 images per second. So if you're brushing your teeth for a couple of minutes, 28 images per second is a lot of images. It also kind of pairs with different low foaming mouth rinses, ginger mint, spearmint, peppermint, spraying them all into your mouth. It's a crazy thing, but it's really cool.
I suppose the dentists would probably be in favour of this, wouldn't they? That we'd have, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many dentists would be recommending a €420 device, but maybe it's the start of more people jumping on board.
Give it
2 years. There is a camera installed in it and you can see what's going on in your mouth. And like, that's just crazy to me.
It's unbelievable. So this is the Dyson launching their new AI toothbrush facility. And now this is a lovely way to honour one of the greatest musicians.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Yes, Dolly Fest has been announced that it is coming back. As Dolly Parton's estate announced that they will be honouring the late singer in Nashville and London over a 2-day festival happening next year. Obviously, Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80 on the 25th of August, and she had planned to make it take place in January of last year, but had to kind of take time off because of her illness. But it is kind of just one of those things that you're like delighted to see that is happening. On Saturday night, I saw CMAT performing Jolene.
She did, yeah. It was actually very good.
Brilliant. Yeah. So I suppose just being able to have the opportunity to go something like this is brilliant for fans.
So sort of a celebration of Dolly's life and legacy. Yeah, it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
So it's happening in both in Nashville and in London.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get to Nashville, but maybe London.
You might. Listen, no better man to try. Finally.
This is my story of the week.
Go on.
It's a new show coming to Netflix from Lisa McGee. So Lisa McGee, obviously, of Derry Girls and How to Get to Belfast from Heaven, or How to Get to Heaven from Belfast fame. She has a new show coming out next year in the kind of a mockumentary style thing. It's called Jig. It's about the Irish dancing world. Kind of two competing young girls from Derry heading over to the World Championships in Florida, and kind of just the ins and outs of how they got on. It's a real competitive industry, the Irish dancing world, and the fesh.
Listen,
and different
as somebody
things like
who
that.
Did it for years, I know high stakes stuff. But it's a documentary, but there's obviously a comedy element
to it.
Yeah,
it's a mockumentary. So like, you think to the likes of The Office and different things like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's one to watch out for on your screens next year.
Oh, well, I'll definitely watch this. So 6-part series.
Yeah, 6-part series called Jig.
Called The Jig. I love it. Carl O'Sullivan, thanks a million for popping in. Some good news happening throughout the country this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.